This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. Today I'm in the company of Thorbjörg Jónsdóttir, who is the daughter of the designer of an amazing sculpture that you can't really miss if you're in Reykjavik. However you make your way through the city, whether you're walking, whether you're driving, down on Sæbraut, down on the main road, next to the sea, is this wonderful sculpture, the Sun Voyager, which has been here since 1990. And as I say, my guest today, Thorbjörg, your father designed this, didn't he, and made this?
Yes, he made it. He was a sculptor, an artist. And district association of the people in west part of Reykjavik, they chose the Sólfar. They got a model from my father, and they gave it to Reykjavíkuborg on the 200th anniversary of Reykjavik.
Let's take a little walk around it. As ever, even on a cold day like this, there are lots of tourists stopping and taking pictures, because it is something of a landmark, isn't it, in the city?
Oh, definitely. And I really appreciated how it's become a landmark.
Yes.
Because not all artworks become landmarks.
Yes.
There are so many artworks, sculptures in Reykjavik and all around the country, but only Sólfar is a landmark, in the same way as Hallgrímskirkja is a landmark.
Or Harpa now, maybe, which you can see.
And Harpa is, too.
Yes.
And this is something that happens. Nobody says, now this is a landmark. It is something, it's like respect. Mm. You gain respect, you don't have it because bum.
it's in a beautiful location, in fact. We're trying to avoid getting caught in the photographs of all the tourists. But if we move around this way, we might be able to describe it. Now, obviously, there are photos of this online. If you've never been to Iceland, you can see, and we'll put a photo up on the page accompanying the show. But I'm going to try to describe this and see if I can spot some of the references. The first thing that springs to mind is it looks a bit like a Viking longboat. It's got that kind of shape.
Yes, yes. A German woman, she called it a skeletal ship.
It's a bit like that, isn't it?
Yes.
And you can also see, I don't know whether this was part of your father's thinking, but what sticks up here, the fork-like shapes, I think they're a bit like Icelandic magical staves. Was that part of the thinking?
Yes, like the runes.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. And forever he used to make that kind of, when he drew his name or wrote his name, or when he was sketching or just scribbling, he would use this, this sign.
So it was always on his mind?
Always on his mind. And it's a sun symbol. And he was, he loved the sun. Yes. The sun meant a lot to him.
Well, where it sits, right on Sæbraut, across the water from Esja, in a wonderful location, what's this made of? The reason I ask is that there's a lot of salt and spray coming up off the sea. There's not any rust on this.
No, right. It's amazing. It's, you see, he, my father made the model, a small model. He made a drawing of a enlarged drawing, and drew with his hand, you know, no measure or anything, you know, this is what they built, the Sólfar, the Sun Voyager, according to his hand-drawn pictures, and it's made of steel, made in a place called Orri, a factory, and there was one guy mostly, there were two guys, but mostly one guy who took care of making it. And it is so amazingly well done.
It really is.
You can't see any kind of, you know, it's just solid but of course it isn't so lately.
No, and it doesn't look like it's, what, 35 years old, does it?
No. It's wonderfully preserved. And of course, an engineer, Sigurjón, he thought of everything to do with how to fasten it, you know, and whatever. And it's just on all sides. It's a wonderful job.
You can't even really see the joins. It's almost like
absolutely.
It's made from one piece.
It's the joints that are so amazingly well done.
Do you remember then your father designing this? Do you remember him talking about it and thinking about it?
Absolutely. Yeah. He thought of it, or it came to him in 1985. He was with Scandinavian artists in a gathering experimental environment in Sweden, in Stockholm, in Finland. And there, sitting by the sea, he felt he'd been there before. Mm. And it came to him that he'd stopped over on that island, and he was full of, you know, he had sailed and walked and traveled a long, long way, and sailed the last bit definitely, and he scribbled a picture or cut a picture into the granite rock there, a picture of Solfar, of Sun Voyager, and it was like a memory almost. He came home, he made the model, and Solfar is a very symbolic sculpture. It's an ode, it's a dream boat.
Yes,
it's an ode, literally.
Yeah.
And an ode to the sun. It's entails the promise of new territory, of hope, of progress and freedom.
And it's hard to imagine the skyline, or not so much the skyline, but it's hard to imagine this road and this coastal strip without it, I think.
Yeah. It belongs here.
It belongs here.
Yeah.
It really does.
Many people think it's a Viking boat, but it isn't.
No.
But of course, it's not far off, because the Vikings, they travelled, and the idea is that he'd come from the south, or southeast, kind of. He travelled north-northwest, following the setting sun. And that's the route the Vikings took on amazing adventure and reached Iceland. Mm. That's the idea about it, and that's how Viking ship maybe comes into it. But it follows the setting sun.
Yes.
Always to the west, always following the sun. Here, as it is bolted down, in this location, it is so wonderfully, it's hovering.
It is hovering.
It's not stuck. And it points to the north, to Esja, the mountain.
Yes.
But it will turn. And the thing is that the artist makes his work. And when he decides he's finished, he leaves it, and then it is for the perceiver, the person who looks at it, to put his feelings, meanings and things into it.
And I think a lot of people do that, because we've still got people here taking lots of photographs, so they can take home their own memories and they can place their own interpretations. But if they want to take home a model of this to have in their house, that's possible too, isn't it?
Oh yes, there are... You see, my father, he died in 1989, almost a year before the sculpture was fully made. But he knew, and he knew he took part in of course, he had a big say in where it should be placed. And at first it was supposed to be in the west of town, but then they decided on this location, and he was happy with it. And then he told me, not long before he died, he said, and there it will be, and you will make replicas of it so people can enjoy it, take it home. And I said, no, we do originals in this family, not replicas or copies. No, he said, this is different. So we did, and there's an Icelandic, very good company, makes replicas in three sizes. One big one, 60 centimeters long, a smaller one, 40 centimeters long, and one only 27. And these replicas are sold, they're made in steel, and they're sold in the galleries, Reykjavik Gallery, Icelandic Gallery, and in some of the shops, shops.
I think in Harpa I've seen them there as well.
Yes, they are Harpa as well. And they're well made, and they're made in Iceland, not in China, as we were told to do at first.
And it's a much more authentic souvenir than a plastic puffin, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It is. I have such stories of, there was a 13-year-old girl, she was being confirmed here in Reykjavik. Her grandmother gave her a replica of Sofa, the small one. And the little girl said, oh, now I own a part of Iceland, she said.
So true.
Yeah. And people sent me stories. Somebody, when he moves rooms, you know, from one room to another, he takes his with him.
Really?
and you know, this is... And some people come again and again to Iceland to come back to Sólfar
and other things. It must mean such a lot to you as the designer's daughter to see his legacy loved and placed into suitcases and taken all around the world.
Yeah, it is. But especially the Sólfar itself, the Sun Voyager. And all my father's works, I'm very proud of him. I appreciate that people enjoy this.
Well, again, around us, so many people taking photographs and enjoying this wonderful sculpture, which is just, as I say, unimaginable anywhere else now. Thorbjørg Jonsdottir, thank you very much
for joining me
on this windy day down by the Sun Voyager. It's RUV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RUV English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RUV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RUV.